Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, we are up to Sif Dalid. We are on the last line of page Kuf Lamed Beis. We're about to turn on to page 264. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalid, Koshrin Deli B'Meshicha O Ba'avnei V'Kayotze Bo. One is allowed to tie a bucket using a cord or a belt or something similar, avalo bechevel, but you can't tie the dli with a rope. V'hanimili b'daloyim hakvud babor. These words are true with these dli and these buckets that were connected and set in the wells. Aval daloyim shalonu, but our dliim she'enom kvud babor, that they're not set up in the bor. So eno kesher shakayama. Since it's not set there in a permanent way, it's not a kesher shakayama, and it's going to be mutter even if you're using a chevel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadam Chavav, Dli. Sif ze ayri kishakosha dli la be'er, sheyiye lishol bomayim. This sif is discussing tying a dli, a bucket, to a be'er, to a well, that it should be there to be able to draw out the water. The same din would apply if the rope that is on the bucket itself got ripped off and you want to fix that rope. It's the same idea. That when it comes to a cord or belt, it's mutter. But using a rope is going to be usser. Unless you're using the rope by making a bow, as we'll see later. Even though you plan on tying it only to leave it there temporarily, gam kein aser, it is still forbidden. And the Sharatzion explains in Yudzayin Ayin beBir Alocha b'tchilas haSimin. Look in the Bir Alocha for the beginning of the Simin. Shebi'arnu, where we explain the kesher shedarko lios kayim, a knot that is normally made to be permanent. Ein moel machshavto lahatir. It doesn't help that you have kavana when you make it that you're going to untie it. If it's normally made to be permanent, it's aser. It's considered a kesher shakayama, and therefore over here as well, the same thing with a chevel tying the dli to the be'er is going to be aser unless you do use an aniva, unless you use a bow. And even again, if your kavana is to undo it, it doesn't help because this is the type of knot that usually stays there long term. Sivkaton chav zayin b'mishicha o ba'avneit. So we said that's mutter. Du chashiv. These cords and belts, whatever exactly they are, but they're considered chashiv. The eno mevatlosham. And if you're using it, you're not going to leave it there. And therefore, it's not a kesher shakayama. It's something that's chashiv. You want it for other things. So you're using it there temporarily, but you're going to move it away. It's mutter. V'havi kesher she'eno shakayama. Since it's so chashiv, you're not going to leave it there. It's not a kesher shakayama. Aval bechevel. But when it comes to a rope, afilu chevel degardi du chashiv. Even a rope of a weaver, which is considered something that's chashiv, gam kein aser, is still going to be forbidden. The gazrinan atu chevel da alma deino chashiv, because where it goes there, any kind of rope, even if it's a chashiv a rope, because you may use a regular rope which is not chashiv, vidarko levat losham, and a regular rope which is not chashiv, the normal way is to leave it there, and therefore that is considered kesher shakayama, v'have shakayama. So all ropes are out because regular ropes are cheap and you would leave it there. So even if you have a chash of a rope of a weaver, it's still going to be usher as the gzeira for a regular rope. But other kinds of materials, of cords, of strings that are chashiv, so you're not going to leave it there, then it would be mutter. Sifkaton chavches, as we turn to 264, we said when it comes to our buckets, even a rope is mutter because we don't leave it there, so it's not a kesher shakayama. Rotzalomar, Sifkaton Chavches, Va'osid Lachzor V'litel Asadli Misham, and you're going to come and take back the dli from over there, therefore it's not a kesher shakayama, and it's mutter. Va'ayim Bibir Alocha, look in the Bibir Alocha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Aniva Mutter, a bow is mutter, Delav Kesherhu, because it's not a knot. It's not a kesher, a bow is mutter. The Ramah says, this is very halachal ma'isa, v'afilu im osa kesher echad lemata nohagim boheter. Even if you make one knot, a single knot, under the bow, it's mutter. Like the way we tie our shoes. We make a single knot, we make a bow on top. Zok the Ramah, that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan chavtes nohagim boheter, we are knowing heter to make a single knot with a bow on top of it. V'kosu ha'achronim da'achronim, right. Hadinohagin heter bekesher echa lamata. That which we know heter, like the Rama says, when there's a single knot under the bow, hainu dafka kishaosri lahatir bo bayom. That's dafka if you're going to untie it that day. So therefore, tying one's shoes in the normal way is mutter if you plan on untying it that very day. And the reason why it's okay is because making a bow on top of a single knot is not considered a ma'is uman, it's not considered professional. You plan on untying it, it's not considered kesher shechema, and therefore it's mutter. Aval imhila kayoma al ezazman, but if it's there to stay for a certain amount of time, kigon belulav kayotzibo, like a lulav, if you're tying it in this way and you want it to stay for the week of Sukkot, osir lasos kesher lamata, you cannot make a knot under the bow. Ella aniva bilvad, you can only make a bow on its own without the knot underneath it. Virashai lasso shte anivo ze al gav ze v'chein yesh linhog, and you are allowed to make one bow on top of another bow, and that is the way one should be nohig. Now there are a couple of interesting notes over here. I'd like to really just read note number 37, which talks about making ties on Shabbos. Note 36, which I think we read last cycle, but as the cycles go on, it becomes more outdated. Note 36 is talking about tying the gartel around the Sefer Torah. I don't think that exists anymore, tying the gartel. We have all the connectors. We don't have a tie, so we're going to skip note 36, but that's what it discusses. If you look at note 37, Lagabe ties, he writes as follows. Ule'inyan kshiras aniva ha'osri lenoi ala tzavar. In terms of tying a tie onto one's neck for beauty, imakshira nasis baofen shekisha sholfin es rosha ha echo shel haniva minakesher mispari kolakesher aide mishichas rosha ha acher. We know there are different ways of making a tie. Some ways of making a tie, you pull one side out, the whole thing falls apart. That is what he's talking about over here. It's more lenient. Rishul Mazalman says in that case, sheyesh lodun kesher ze kaniva gabe kesher. A tie that you make, that when you pull it apart, the whole thing unravels, that is like tying your shoes with a kesher, a single knot, with a bow on top, which is mutter. V'lochein ein la sosa elim kein daito la tiro besoch me'es leis. But just like we saw the Mishabura by the shoes, it's only mutter, a kesher with an aniva on top, if you're going to undo it within 24 hours. So if you're making a tie this way, it's mutter, as long as you plan on undoing it. If you're the kind of person that leaves his ties made for a long period of time, or more than a day, so that would be a problem. But if you're going to take it out on Shabbos, or after Shabbos, within 24 hours, that would be okay. If you skip to the next paragraph, he writes, Ukshiras aniva hanasa b'ofen she'enu niteres, elo b'hatoras pisuli akesher. This is the other way of making a tie, that when you pull it apart, you have to start undoing it, because it doesn't naturally just fall apart by itself. So there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Sheyesh ladona ke kesher echad shebirosh achut. That's like the single knot in one string that we discussed earlier, which is like a double knot. Shehichmir haramol la'el ladona k'mais uman. There the ramo was machmir in Sif Aleph, that you had to view it like a mais uman. Lefikach osir lekosha b'shabbos. Afilu adas latira bo bayom. Even if you want to untie it that day, it is forbidden. So if you make a tie in a way that when you pull it apart, the whole thing falls open, it's mutter if you plan on taking it out within 24 hours. But a tie that if you make it in the way that it, when you pull it out, it's still a knot, you have to start undoing it. So that's going to be usur even if you plan on taking it out that day. That is all based on this Ramah that says, even kesher echa lamata with an aniva on top, we are nogun boheter, as long as, again, it's going to be undone within 24 hours. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivov, Koshim chevel bifnei hapora, you can tie a rope to block in a cow, bishvil shalotetze. You want the cow to stay where it is, so you want to tie a rope across the opening in front of it. It's mutter. Vafilu bishnei roshei apesach. Even if you're tying it now on both sides of the opening, the rope's going to be across. You're making two knots to keep it there. It's mutter. Velo chayshinan shemayatir rosh ha'echar v'yotziena derech sham. We are not concerned that maybe when you want to let the cow out, you're going to untie only one side, one knot. Let the cow out and leave the other one there. V'yaniach rosh hasheni kosher. We're not worried about that. So you're allowed to tie both knots on the two sides of the Pesach to block the cow. Because we assume when you want to let the cow out, you're going to untie both of them. And therefore, neither is a kesher shakayama. And therefore, that is permissible. Says the Mishabura, Sef Katan Lamed, B'shnei Rosh HaPesach, Dimistame yatir eshnehem. Because we assume you're going to untie both sides of the rope. Velo have kesha shakayama. Memela sana kesha shakayama. Vuadin demutter lusha shnechavelin sulamalamizu. You can also make two ropes, one on top of the other, no problem. Velo amrina demavatale laechad. And we don't say you're going to mevatale and leave one of the ropes there. Sometimes you'll undo this one, sometimes you'll undo that one. And therefore, we don't consider it permanent. If you plan on leaving one of the ropes there, then in fact it would be usser. But if you plan on untying everything, or at least one at a time, you'll do one this time, one next time, it's going to be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, Mitaltalin Chevel Shel Gardi. You're allowed to move a rope of a weaver, Pirish Orega weaver, which we said before is a chash of a rope. So it's not mukza. You're allowed to move it. L'kasho be'eva subapara. You want to tie the cow with one end of the rope and the trough where he's going to eat from with the other end of the rope. You're allowed to move this weaver's rope and tie it to the animal and to the evos on Shabbos. V'lo chayshinan shemiyatir rosh ha'echad. We're not worried. Maybe you'll only untie one end of the rope. V'yaniach rosh ha'sheni kaim, and you'll leave the other knot in place. Again, if you're going to leave one of the knots in place, that's going to be a problem. That's a kesh shel kayama. But assuming you're going to undo it when he finishes eating, so then if you're going to undo both, it's mutter. So we are assuming that you will undo both. We're not choshe shemiyate rosh ha'echar v'yaniach rosh ha'sheni kayim. Aval chevel da'amalo. But here we say there's a difference between a chevel of a gardi and a regular chevel. A regular chevel, which is not choshev, so then you can't do it because we're worried you might leave it there. V'hani mili the kasho be'evos u'b'para. This is all talking that you're making two knots, one to the para, one to the evos. Avliyim hoya kasho be'evos. But if it was tied from before Shabbos and ready to the trough, v'rotze l'kasho ba'para, and all you want to do is tie it to the cow today on Shabbos. Oim hoya kasho ba'para v'rotze l'kasho be'evos. So fakert, it was tied from before Shabbos to the cow, you want to tie it to the evos, mutter b'kol chevel, then it's mutter. Because when it was tied in one side before Shabbos, and you're tying the other side, we assume even if you're going to untie one side of the chevel, it will be the side you just tied on. The one that was there before, you'll leave in place, and therefore that's mutter. So to summarize, Sif Zayin, you're allowed, first of all, to move the chevel shalgardi, and you're allowed to tie it on to the avos on one end and the par on the other end, and we're not concerned that maybe you'll only undo one side of the rope and leave the other one there, which would be a problem. But if it's a regular rope, this is forbidden, because we're worried you might only untie one side and leave the other side there, because a regular rope is not choshev. So this concern that it's also by regular chevels, if you're tying both now, but if one side, either side was tied before Shabbos, and you're just tying the second side, then it's mutter, because we assume if you untie one side, it will be the new side that you just tied, and you'll leave the original knot in place, and therefore you did not make a kesher shakayama on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph Shel Gardi, the rope of the weaver. V'lo gazrinan atu chevel da'alma kemosha kosa b'sif dalud. We just started tonight's shiur in Sif Dalud, where we asked the chevel shel gardi otu regular chevel, but over here we're mechalik between the gardi chevel and the regular chevel. So after Mishnah Berurah here, we don't make a gzeira that if you're going to use a weaver's rope, then you're going to come to use a regular rope. D'hocha b'para afilu chevel da'alma lo shchiach d'yehei shel kayama. Because over here, when it comes to the cow case, it's not so common that even by a regular rope that you're going to leave it there. So we do aser for a regular rope, because maybe you'll leave it there. But we're not going to go ahead and make a gzeira l'gzeira, aser a weaver's rope because of a regular rope, which you only might leave there. This is a more uncommon problem, and therefore we will not extend this concern to the chevel shel gardi. Sekotan lamed beis. We said by the chevel shel gardi, you may tie it on both sides. We're not choshesh, you'll leave one side in place. The chevel gardi choshev lo yanichu sham. Again, this weaver's rope is choshev. You're not going to leave it there. You're not going to untie one side and leave the other side there. You can untie both, and therefore it's mutter. But a chevel da'al malos if katan lamed gimel dilma yaniach rosh echad kosher. A regular rope is not choshev, so you don't care so much about it. So you might want to untie your animal so he's not tied to the food anymore. So you might untie one side and leave the rope hanging. And therefore, that will be a kesher shel kayama. Aval eina tam mishum mukza. But it's not a concern over here because of mukza by the regular chevel. The stam chevel shebabayas mukhan hula tashmish. A regular rope in someone's house is considered prepared for use and it's not mukza. So the issue over here is not a mukza issue, it's a kesher shel kayama issue. Since the chevel is not choshev, a regular chevel, you may undo one side, leave the other side there because you don't care about the rope, and it ends up being that you made a kesher shel kayama. Sivkotan la medalid mutter b'chol chevel. When it was previously tied before Shabbos on one end, and you're only tying the other end on Shabbos, that is mutter even by a regular rope. Says the Mishnah Berurah, distama oso hakesher shaya kfar. Because we could assume the knot that was there from before, manicho lios kosher. That's the one that you're going to leave in place as the one that's tied on. Umatir rosh hasheni. And zaktabach, we assume you'll untie the tie that you made on Shabbos. So therefore, it's mutter by a regular rope. You did not make a kesher shakayama. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, kol kesher shelefamim nimlach umuvat lo sham la'olam. Any knot that sometimes a person will change his mind and leave it there forever, even though when you tied it, you did not have in mind to leave it there permanently, but it's the kind of tie that you may change your mind later and leave it, even though that's not your mindset now, it's still aser midrabanan to make that knot, hilkach aser likshor ritzuas amechlasayim. Therefore, it is aser to tie the straps of pants, whatever exactly this is referring to. Shalufamim nimlach umavatlo sham leolam atshu bolui. Because the way is that sometimes a person will change his mind, leave the straps tied there forever until they get worn out. The ayim betchilas asimim biralocha mashikasadnu shamo dozeh, and we saw that reference in the Shaar Tzion. We saw it already a couple of times. Ochle beheima mutter likshor ben b'shabbos. Animal food you are allowed to tie on Shabbos. De lo shayach bo kesher shakayama. When it comes to animal food, there is no concern of a permanent knot. The kosava chayodim chayodim writes, the dafka begemi lach, dafka by reed grass that is moist. The kayotze bo and similar things, the keshe yisyavesh tinotik, that as they dry out, they will rip apart, and therefore there's no problem tying them. Aval kash, but straw, the kayotze bo and similar things, the chen bo olin shelulovin de lo menatok, or some leaves of lulav branches, which are not going to tear even if they dry out. Dino ketevin, they have a din of tevin, and they are going to be usr. The ayim b'ralocha mashik asadnu bazeh, and look at the b'ralocha which we wrote about this. The Mishabur ends off and says, haposa chavolim, a person who is braiding ropes, he's weaving them together, he's making a rope by putting different strings together, chayav mishum kosher, even though he's not making a knot, he's not tying it, that is the iser of kosher. V'hamafridon ve'enu mechavin lakalka, one who is undoing a rope, he's undoing the braids of a rope, he's not mechavin for kilkol, he is chayav mishum matir, then he's going to be chayav the iser derais of matir. That concludes Simon Shin Yud Zayin on kosher. And in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will begin Shin Yud Ches Dina Mavashel B'Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.